morning, Denny.
Morning, gents. Yeah, this is a really tough story to get your head completely around. It reminds me of only one other story that I've covered during my time, and that was Super League. I remember covering Laurie's career through that, and a bunch of people have asked me over the last few days, like, is this a bigger story than Super League? Laurie, I mean, first up, a question for you. Do you think it is? Is this something that's having more impact than the Super League story on the sport?
Yeah, I think it is, Denny. I think it is, because even with Super League, the game went on, and then there were, you know, games throughout the season, and then there was a split competition, but we saw games. I'm just thinking about the impact that it will have if the competition is shut down, it's suspended, and we're seeing what's happening around the world with people getting the virus and people dying from the virus. You know, we don't want to be alarmist here. We just don't know how it's going to work out here in Australia. We don't know.
There's no finish line. That's the thing that I think is concerning the people in sport, and I guess people generally. There's no, we don't know how it's going to end up, and that's the concern. Look, the information I'm getting is that, you know, and again, this can change. Mid-April is supposed to be the point where they're really worried about the virus and, you know, the impact it's going to have, and it may be peaking around them. So I think the philosophy of the NRL is let's get as much football as we can played prior to that. Obviously, I think I think Peter Vallandis and Todd Greenberg are meeting with the chief medical officer today, but I think that they want to get football played now, and I can understand that, because they know the perilous situation the game is in financially, so they've got to get some games played. They've got to get some money in the bank. It's as simple as that, you know. And without it, you know, the game's going to be in a very, very tough spot. The comments made by Cameron Smith about suspending the game, I can understand where he's coming from, but I'm one of the few people who is willing to really cut him any kind of slack on that. I know he's worried about personal reasons or family, but those comments went down, you know, worse than a sniffle in an office, really. At the NRL, they were fuming about it behind closed doors. But in theory, everybody's supposed to be on the same page in regards to this. And Cameron was not on the same page, and they are not happy with him.
Yeah. Everyone reacts differently, Denny, and I can understand Cameron Smith reacting the way he did, because everyone's situation is different, and rugby league is a great sport that we all love, but we're not talking about rugby league. We're talking about a life and death situation. So I think he should have more support, to be honest with you, rather than people trying to kick him up the arse.
Yeah, well, plenty of people want to do that, because, you know, it's not the message that the NRL is trying to send. The NRL is really trying to save its game, save its code. I mean,
we all want that to happen, but to crucify someone that's just spoken passionately from the heart, and he's concerned. We don't know whether his mother or grandfather or grandmother have any ailments.
Everybody, it seems straight away with, you know, someone like Cameron Smith, because he's played and had such a successful career, that they say, well, it's okay for you. You're coming to the back end of your career. Yeah. You've made money. You mightn't have a mortgage. Yeah. But I don't think Cameron Smith has come out and made those comments thinking about any of that. I think he's more thinking about whether it is the New Zealand, the Warriors players that have just got newborn babies, or, you know, Cameron Smith might be going back to his house where he's living with his mum or his mother-in-law who's 65, 70, you know.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Oh, look, I think there are bigger issues at play, but I can tell you that the comments didn't go down well at all. And, you know, the NRL is doing their very best to try and, you know, keep people calm, keep people playing. And you know, by flying players, you know, on charter jets and not having them stay at hotels and all this kind of thing, they're doing their best to keep the game going, because they know they need it to happen. And I think the private view is that, yes, you know, we want to see football. And outside of football and outside of the workplace, it's up to the individual, like it is with you, Laurie, and you, you, Michael, and you, Jerry, like to say that it's your responsibility beyond your workplace to keep your family, you know, safe and be hygienic. And that's the message that the NRL is telling the playing group, is that, you know, you've got to take all the precautions you can and outside of your football club. And football clubs are going to extreme lengths to try and keep their players isolated. I mean, for instance, today, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, we've seen Redfern Oval shut down to public. Also, they're doing their media conference today via a video link up. So, us journos can't go near them, which is probably how they probably like it. But, it's just an example of what they're doing. And these athletes are probably better off in a lot of ways than the general population. They've got instant access to medical, doctors. Clubs are getting in every possible hygiene mechanism to help them. So in a lot of ways, they're better off than the average person out there.
Yeah, and again, Denny, I'm all for that, and I want the game to continue where possible. But everyone should have the right to make their own decisions on whether they want to continue.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Now, will the NRL come under pressure, Denny, if the AFL make the decision today to postpone their competition?
Suspend
the NRL?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I was in the offices of Peter Volandis, and I can tell you that he was sweating on the AFL press conference and what their announcement was going to be. Like, the NRL will go their own way, but if the AFL come out today all of a sudden and say, hey, we're not starting our competition, and the NRL are left out there on their own, can you imagine the pressure that's suddenly on the NRL? Because all of a sudden they're flying in the face of a lot of other codes around the world, and they're playing their sport. I mean, the NRL, as I said, they're determined to go on. They've got their financial concerns, but the pressure does increase. Particularly, I think the thinking within the NRL is that mid-April is the point where things get really tricky. And look, if football goes on beyond next week, I'd be even shocked to some degree. But the AFL decision will be watched very, very closely by the NRL.
Denny, is there any communication between the codes? If that's the case, surely you'd think NRL, AFL particularly, are communicating and are trying to be on the same page.
Yeah, I would have thought so, Mike. I would have thought that, I think there was a commitment to play sport and to give the public something to distract them from a very difficult time. And I think I think the government would even want that to be the case, that people need something outside of their day-to-day life at the moment. But I was there, and unless Peter was getting some inside information or some phone calls from people that I didn't know about, I think he was very much tuning in like a lot of other people were to see the exact way the AFL were going. I don't know if Todd Greenberg had been given a heads up, but as far as I could see it, no, there wasn't a lot of communication.
What about Origin, Denny? Will that stay where it is, or do you think it'll be moved back until later in the season?
Look, on the weekend I wrote a column where I got the blueprint that the Melbourne Storm had put through to some of the CEOs in the game. And in it, there were a variety of options there, including starting Origin later, playing the third Origin postseason, playing grand finals in November, cancelling the Kangaroo Tour. So I think just everything's on the table. And Laura, I won't stand here and lie to you and say that I know exactly what's going to happen, because I don't. I don't think anyone does at this point.
No.
But everything is on the table, and it's just bizarre. I find the whole situation so hard to get my head around, and I don't know where it's going to end up, like you guys don't.
Yeah, I guess if it goes into November, Denny, how does that affect the summer codes? How does the... I guess we were speaking about it 2 weeks ago about cricket playing these games against New Zealand in footy season. How's it now go once cricket season starts and footy's still going? We're just into the semi-finals or the quarter-finals of the footy codes, and we've got cricket starting. How's that going to go down?
Well, I think people would welcome it. I mean, I think people they want to see their football. They want to see... If it has to be night games, if it has to be summertime, I think people would be... I think people would embrace it. People are passionate about their rugby league, and if it does collide with certain other sports, well, it's going to happen. I don't think that's going to be the major problem. It could be a problem for broadcasting, whether there are broadcast commitments elsewhere. But I think that in this sort of extraordinary time, I think the broadcasters would do their best to make it work. And get the product on people's television.
Another story that was big a couple of weeks ago, but it's dropped off the radar, has been the Bulldogs players and their involvement with that, liaison with a schoolgirl up there in Port Macquarie. What's the latest there, mate, and what will be the sanctions imposed on those guys?
Well, look, today's supposed to be the day when everything sort of gets wrapped up from the players' point of view in terms of their case being put forward. And look, the mail that you get is that, look, I think we broke the story last week on your show that there were two different circumstances for Jade and Ockenbore and Corey Hawira and Ira, that the indiscretions, if that's what we're going to call them, occurred in different manners, with Jaden going to the school. And obviously that is totally unacceptable in the eyes of pretty much everyone in the game. And I suspect he won't have a contract. That's almost a given. There's debate about what should happen to Corey. I think from within the Bulldogs, they are really dirty on him. And provided they can get things legally done, I don't think he'll be there either. But that one's still a little bit up in the air.
Denny, great to get an update. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.